Jason, I want to just ask you about tax breaks. You've written a lot about the tax breaks on offer this year. The head of Florida Tax Watch, Dominic Calabro, called the budget this year, quote, a clear win for all taxpayers across Florida, especially families. It is the largest tax relief package in Florida history at $1.3 billion, end quote. Jason, who's getting these tax breaks and how is the state paying for them?
Yeah, well, this is a place where there's really been a meaningful shift in the state over the last couple of years. You know, if you go back and you look at Ron DeSantis' first couple of years as governor, the vast majority of tax breaks they passed were for the state's largest corporations, the Disneys, the HCAs, the Comcasts of the world. And in fact, they even raised taxes on consumers to pay for tax cuts for businesses in those first couple of years. But there has been a real shift beginning really last year and continuing this year where they have started to finally reorient their tax breaks in the direction of consumers. So this year, the tax package is what they all refer to it. It's this collection of various tax breaks really is quite focused on tax cuts that will directly benefit consumers. One of the examples that lots of folks are citing is it's a permanent sales tax cut on children's diapers and adult incontinence products, which is something that's been floating around for a while.
And that had bipartisan support too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And there's a permanent tax break on children's clothing and baby supplies like strollers and cribs. All of that stuff should directly help working families. There are a number of business tax cuts still in there. There is, for instance, there's a corporate tax break that's probably going to save Lennar Corporation, the giant home builder, up to $2 million a year. But for the most part, they really did orient these tax breaks this year in the direction of consumers. And that's a good thing. In terms of how they're paying for it, a lot of this stuff, you know, we've talked about the growth of the budget. A lot of this is just you're choosing to pay for use your revenue on these kinds of tax cuts. And then, you know, when you hear the number, I think they're saying $1.3 or $1.7 billion worth of tax cuts. Many of those are for 1 year only. So you're able to pay for that with what they call non-recurring revenue without locking yourself into sort of future revenue losses.